Rich Duffy, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. Just give us your assessment of today's performance in the Emirates FA Cup as you narrowly lost 2-1 to Witton Albion.
Yeah, frustrating afternoon. Not the best of games and not the best of performances from either team, if they don't mind me saying that as well. It wasn't pretty, you know, the weather and the wind played, and the pitch played a part in that. But listen, both teams tried their hardest to win the game, and unfortunately they've come out on the winning side.
Obviously, 2-1 defeat for yourselves, but the talking point that everyone's going to mention is on the 76th minute when you got sent off along with your opposite number, John McAtee. If you could just explain what's gone on there, because it seemed to be all sorts going on.
Yeah, listen, there's a tackle gone in, and our lad, it's a booking. Referees miss quite a lot today, if I'm totally honest, for both teams. And that's what's probably riled both benches, if I'm totally honest. There's some tackles, not bad tackles, but tackles that have gone amiss and should have been bookings, and players again frustrated, benches again frustrated, and we've come sort of head to head and ended up on the floor. And I'll speak for myself. I can't speak for John, but there's not a chance in hell do I deserve to be sent off there.
Certainly not so. And it was right after you guys had taken the lead, they've gone and picked you back. We'll talk about your goal first. A fantastic goal from Dan Needham. He always scores in these big games for Congleton, doesn't he?
Yeah, you like you saying that, Rich. He's produced a little bit of magic, and that's what needed the game needed. It was really scrappy. There wasn't a lot of quality in there. The wind played a factor in that. Any forward balls going down the bank were running out, and it was difficult. So, a little bit of magic that got us into the lead, and obviously they will probably say a little bit of magic the other side. Although I do think it was a cross.
Yeah, I think it was. It happened so quickly, so we must have been disappointed that you've conceded it as soon as you've opened the scoring.
Yeah, we was. Yeah, but that's football. We don't mean to concede. We haven't done something really bad and switched off and caused a goal, which would be something we need to look at. It was a cross from wide and deep, and I think the wind's grabbed it and just flown it straight over Dave's head. Not a lot you could do, really. We bounced back after that. Then it was quite easy to go under against a team who are, in a better league than you, were superior to you. As I tell the lads, when we play against these teams, they're better than us. They're better than us because they're in the better division, and we've got to find a way how to beat them. We didn't quite do that today, but we've taken them right down to the wire.
I was going to say, you more than matched them, and the attendance as well. I think it was eight people off 500. When you compare it to what some of our other local clubs have got in the local area, that is a fantastic number, and I'm talking about 150 people max at other clubs in this area.
No, definitely, and it's only the first prelim of the FA Cup. It's not as if we deep into the qualifying round. It's the first prelim round, they brought a few with them being up the road as well. They got a good following, and it won a great spectacle for them, but they're coming back to us again, and hopefully they can do that now in the league as well.
And you've got a week off now to your next game against Stroud Portsmouth, but I believe they're going to be in action on Tuesday, because last I heard they were drawing with Hanley Town. So will you be making the journey down to Stroud Port just before Saturday just to get and watch the game?
Yeah, if that's correct, that they drew, then I went to watch them last week and they got beat 7, so I didn't take a lot from that game, as sometimes that can happen, and you don't, it doesn't mean they're a bad team. Obviously a bad performance on the night, but obviously taking Hanley to a replay has shown that they're a decent outfit.